There can sometimes be in the preaching of the gospel a sort of unrealistic easiness to it all. I tell you, you know, if you give your life over to Jesus, it will go well for you. If you come to Mass every Sunday, go to confession once in a while, and you do what you're supposed to do, then life is easy. Everything falls into place. Now, I want to say there is a sense in which that's right, in which that is correct. But it's also a very dangerous way of speaking about the gospel. One, dangerous for me preaching it. A lot of preachers out there have turned that kind of preaching into a very lucrative business. It's an easy message, and one that attracts a lot of people. If I can just add one thing to the list, go to Mass every Sunday, confess every now and again, oh, and if you give me $100, then your life will be better. If your life isn't better and you're going to Mass all the time and you're going to confession frequently, well, then you should probably give me some more money. Right? I won't name any names, but there are a lot of people out there who have made a lot of money with that kind of preaching. And in a sense, it seems to be supported by what we have going on here. We hear in the prophet Isaiah and in the gospel today, in the land that was overshadowed by death, light has arisen. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. Christ entered into the place where they live, and darkness fled away. Simon and Andrew, James and John, sitting in the midst of their daily work, Christ entered into their life, and they ran away with him, and it was happiness ever after. Of course, we know it actually got way more difficult for them after that. It got much harder. And so what does it mean? What does it mean when our Lord tells us through the prophet Isaiah and here, the gospel writer Matthew, that once Christ entered into the land, the people who sat in darkness saw a great light. And those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, for them a light has arisen. When Christ enters into our lives, darkness does flee, but not in the way that we often imagine or want. Sadness does go away. The shadow of death does vanish. But again, almost never in the way that we expect or the way that we want. At the beginning of, well, before Mass in this parish, we always say, Christ himself is in our midst. I like that. Let me greet everybody. It's nice. And it's very true. Christ himself is in our midst. He's there in the tabernacle. He's here in the congregation of people gathered in his name. He's here in the word that we proclaim. He's here in the love that we experience for one another. I don't know about you, but I look around and the world seems to be in a bit of distress. The shadow of darkness and death still seems to linger, even though Christ himself is in our midst. It hasn't seemed to have flown away yet. We seem to be a land still in distress. There's something that's really important to understand how that darkness can finally flee away. How that light can really start to shine on us. Because you see, Simon, Andrew, James, and John didn't just have Christ enter into their life and then everything changed for them. They had to receive him. They had to accept him. And they had to give up a lot to do it. Our Lord tells Simon and Andrew, you are fishermen. From now on, you will be fishers of men. He wasn't just making a pun. He said, now that you've encountered me, I'm calling you to be something other than what you are. You can't be what you were anymore. You have to give that away if you want to follow after me. If you want the darkness and distress of your life to finally flee away, if you want this light to shine upon you, you can't be what you were. You will no longer be fishermen. He does not tell them you'll be fishermen, but then also on the side, fishers of men. He tells them, you will no longer be fishermen. I will make you fishers of men. I will decide for you what you are to be next. James and John were not told what they are, although they are also fishermen. We're told that they were in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. Our Lord called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Our Lord tells us, not only can you not be what you were before you met me, but you have to leave everything behind. Your relationship with me must become the most important one, even more important than with your family. Are you prepared to do that? It's a difficult thing, a hard thing. But your relationships must completely transform. Are we a people brave enough to no longer be what we are? Are we a people brave enough to be hopeful and to allow our relationships with one another to be redefined in the light of Christ? We live in a land of distress. I don't watch the news much. I try to avoid it. But even I've heard quite a bit. That's told me that lots of things are going on. I won't talk about them directly. They would tell me that we are a land in distress. And our Lord is calling out to us, I am in your midst. I am here with you in the tabernacle, in the proclamation of the word, in the love that you share for one another. Are you brave enough to be transformed by that presence? Are you willing enough to no longer be what you are? Be conformed to me. Are you brave enough to leave behind whatever relationships you've had and let them be touched and transformed by me? Are you ready to be redefined? Are we a people ready to be redefined by our encounter with Christ? To be completely changed? To no longer be what we were, but to become, in essence, Him. So that when we go out into this world in distress, we might be the presence of Christ that causes the darkness to fade away, that tells distress to flee, that shines light on everything. That when people look at us, they do not see us, they see Him. His love, His generosity, His patience, His mercy, His forgiveness, His understanding, His tenderness, His joy. Are we brave enough, willing enough, docile enough, gentle enough, accepting enough to be transformed by an encounter with Jesus Christ? To be defined not by our occupations or even our relationships, but to be defined by Him. To become Him. And allow darkness to flee. I know I'm not very good at it yet. I'm working hard. Not as hard as I should, but I'm working on it. Brothers and sisters, work with me. Many of you are. All of you, I'm sure, want to. It sounds like a good thing, doesn't it? To be more kind, more generous, more thoughtful, more patient. But I'll tell you, it's a life of suffering. It's hard. And it's worth it. Because it's joyful. Because it's God. Let yourselves be transformed. Pray that I might let myself be transformed, and I'll pray that you let yourself be transformed. Let yourself be changed. Let yourself not be what you were before. And like the apostles, follow after Him in everything you do, that we might be His light to the world, and distress and darkness might finally flee away and fade away, and one day be forgotten.